Welcome back, everyone, to our podcast, Hypnotica with Chantel and Melissa. I'm a hypnotherapist, and Melissa is, what is your title again?
I'm an erotica writing sex coach.
Yes. So we are all about celebrating life and figuring out things, and yeah. Today, we are talking about our favorite books. So yeah, where should we start?
That's okay. I want to start with yours. I want to start with The Untethered Soul. I want to hear more about it just because I haven't, it's on my list of things to do. It's on my wish list, but I have not read it and I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Oh gosh. I have read so many books. I enjoy reading so much. But The Untethered Soul really just spoke to me. Just right from page one, they were talking about the internal dialogue. Apparently not everyone has an internal dialogue, but I definitely do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were like, wow, someone's inside my mind. Somebody understands me. Like, and just the whole idea that we are the observer. Like, we are the one who sees things. We are the one who hears things. We are the one who hears the internal dialogue. We are not the internal dialogue. Like, that, our mind is the computer, you know? And just like, cause like I was right for the cult, right? So, like, some of our thoughts were bad and made us a bad person and all the guilt, blah, blah, blah. Not fun times. But to be able to step outside of that, be like, whoa, I am a good person. These are just thoughts, you know? Like, I don't have to give attention to them, I don't have to fight them. Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So that was the premise. Like, that's how it starts out. And then there's like several key concepts in the book that just really got to me. One of them is about keeping your heart open. There's like a quote in there saying, nothing is worth closing your heart for. You know, like, we close our heart so many times when we try to protect ourselves from something bad that's happened to us. And to just, you know, take the time to keep our heart open, because it's like the chakras of energy that can flow through us instead of having like a blockage when we are resisting something. That whole concept was just fascinating to me. What was another? Oh, one of my favorite quotes from the book is about, we give our mind the impossible task of making us happy all of the time. Well, wonder, right? Like, it's mind-blowing. No wonder we have so much anxiety. Like, you know, it just made everything make sense for me. I'm like, of course, my mind is trying to make me happy all the time. I mean, it's, if you relate this to sex, and I feel like sex and life has so much in common. If you relate this to sex, it's like someone coming into the bedroom being like, okay, orgasm time now. Like, we're going to have an orgasm. Like, 3, 2, 1, go. Like, 2 minutes, bam, done. Well, and then it's over. And then it's like, oh, we could have had fun all day. And yet, 2 minutes, done. Like, you know, and then the rest of the time we're like, poor me, no pleasure for me. Right? When we could just be turned on all the time with life, and we could transmute bad things that happen to us and make and give them meaning. And like, oh, there was another quote that came through this week, which was, I feel like I'm going to have to read it, but it was the whole idea of, when something happens to you, you just, like, you learn to be, to let it be. So a story that happened in my life was, like, a lot of bad things happened in my life at this, sort of at the same time, or just one after another. And it caused a lot of, like, family dysfunction. And I was like caught up in it. Like, it was like the perfect storm, if you want to give it a metaphor. And, you know, like, I was just constantly thinking, what should I do? You know, do I let them go? Do I try to fix things? Like, I was just like, which way do I go? Right. And I found this quote, just let it be. When we let be, things come and go on their own. So it's like about finding the center of the storm, or being centered in the storm. Like, every storm passes, you know, we think that we have to resist pain or repress pain, but if we can just sit with it and, like, just let it be, everything passes, like the energy will pass through. There's been some scientific studies too about like how long it takes for, like a trigger to kind of leave your body if you don't give attention to it, if you just let it pass through. And like the last concept of the book was about, I don't even know how you pronounce this, the Tao, TAO, but
That's
it was
right.
about, it was what?
That's right. The
Oh, that's
tell.
right. Okay, cool. And so like it was all about like finding the balance, being centered, not spending your life resisting. 'Cause like if you're thinking about a metaphor, like the pendulum, so everything in life has like a good and a bad sort of like yin yang, right? The whole idea of yin and yang. So for example, eating, right? Eating, of course, is good. We need to fuel our bodies. But eating disorders, not so good, right? Or thinking that all food is somehow bad, or right? Or even like eating all of the time, that's not good either, right? Like these pendulum swings versus just like being calm and centered and having a balance with eating. We could bring relationships into that whole idea. So be wanting to be with that person all of the time and making sure they don't, talk to any other people, and like, just being overboard with the pendulum in relationships, or the opposite of that, like being super independent, like I don't need anybody, like, that person. I don't want anybody. I don't need anybody. Neither of those are necessarily healthy, right? So there is a balance with that too. But when I started thinking about it, everything in life has a balance like that. I was talking to someone yesterday. They have a little toddler, and we were just commenting on like her behaviors and stuff. I'm like, she's so independent. It's so good. And she's like, oh, she's so stubborn. And I thought to myself, yes, and when you think of like a businesswoman, right? Like you've got to be stubborn. Like stubbornness can have good and bad qualities, right? Like you can just find the balance. And I don't know. I feel like I'm blah 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 blah. But
No, it's
the
so good.
whole idea is to find balance in everything and not to like resist things. Because when we resist things or make them the bad guy or evil, like that's not cool. That makes life unbalanced. Not everything has to be good, bad. We don't always have to figure out who's the bad guy in order to be safe. Right? We can just let it be. We can let all things exist. Like when we let all things exist, then we are not only okay with when, bad things happen, but we also know that all possibilities exist and that we have the opportunity to pivot towards our preference and go towards what we want, versus having every little thing be the end of the world. Someone cuts you off in traffic. That should not ruin someone's day, but it so often does, right? So
Yeah,
as you can see, the book was really life-changing.
that's so beautiful. All of this, like all of your reflections, are just really hitting home for me, especially when you're saying that we have the thoughts, we have the feelings, but we are not the thoughts and feelings because it's so easy to get wrapped up into that and think that that's our identity. And like, no, we're just the ones having the thoughts. And we can change it. It doesn't have to unpack and live there.
Exactly. So, do you have any other questions about the book, or I should review my notes here too? I think I pretty much summed it up. Oh yeah, there's another quote that I wrote down. Fear is afraid of itself, and it's the cause of every problem. So basically, in any situation, you can pivot towards fear or love. Like love being an open heart, right? Or fear being like resisting something.
Oh my gosh. Just letting that
Another
in for a moment.
like quote, our comfort zone is a cage.
Yep. Like,
Oh yeah, here we
definitely.
go. So our mental dialogue, like our computer mind, judges, tries to protect us. It narrates the world for us. It buffers reality. It makes us feel more comfortable. So basically, instead of having the internal dialogue say, what should I do about this? It's more of like, who am I that notices this? You know,
Oh my
what's there to
gosh.
observe about this? What, you know, isn't that interesting? Instead of, oh my God, so different energy.
Yes.
It's like, just stop fighting with life. Stop fighting human feelings. Stress comes from resistance. Just embrace your humanity. Like, we all have feelings, men and women, you know, it's okay to have feelings, good or bad. They're not the devil. Just have them. Then they will pass through sooner.
Yeah, it does. It takes approximately 90 seconds for a trigger to move, but we hold on to it. We tell the story about it. We make it mean something about us, and then it snowballs and derails our day.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's all I have to say about that book review. Read it. It's so good. I've read it so many times.
Amazing.
I've bought tons of copies, given them away to my friends and family. They've liked them. So it's an easy book to read. It's not like one of these that you're like, what do they mean by that? Right? It's like relatable.
Perfection. I love that so much. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to finally read it. It's been recommended to me so many times. So, like, yes, we're doing it.
The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. I
Yes.
will show it to you so you can recognize it when you look it up on Kindle. There we
Ah,
go.
beautiful. Yes.
And now your turn, your book.
Yes. Oh, my book is called Pussy by Regina Tomashower, also known as Mama Gina. So if you want to find her on the Instagrams, it's Mama Gina. I read this. I'm trying to remember how I met or like how I got in touch with her social medias. I feel like a friend of a friend of a friend was like, oh my gosh, you need to like investigate and see this amazing woman. And she is amazing. Shortly after I started following her on Instagram, she had published, or Pussy came to the mainstream, so, or came to the bookstores. The thing that I loved and still love, y'all, because I've read it a few times. I'm always like learning new things every time I read it. The thing I love so much about it, or the thing I really gravitated towards, was people who have pussies. I also believe this is true for men too, but I'm going to speak to the people who have the pussies. It is supposed to be our GPS system. It's supposed to be what we tune into to make our decisions, to figure out what we want. We're supposed to listen to her. And I don't know about all y'all, but I was definitely taught to not be listening to anything below the waist. Absolutely not. Only if something was wrong. That's the only time I was taught to pay attention to anything below the waist, is if something was wrong with it. So and this is still something that I feel that I'm working through. It started because I think Pussy was published in 2016 or 2017. So that began the journey of what does it look like and feel like for me to tune in and like listen. And she's sassy, y'all. She's sassy. She got a lot of things to say. It's so easy to turn off when we have been raised in environments where it's not safe to be who we are, it's not safe to speak up about what we want. And we get sucked into people pleasing behaviors. So I believe the book starts with that. It starts with the GPS system and then moves into what it is to be a radiant female-bodied human. And what do you do when you run into what she calls rupture? Some deep heartbreak, deep grief. How do you hold yourself in that? And one of the practices she talks about, which I do this in a much lighter way, but she calls it swamping. And it's where I'm going to use the emotion anger with talking about this. So let's say something happens and you're feeling furious about it. Get dressed in some sort of outfit that would represent your anger. Turn on music that sounds angry, and you can just beat the shit out of your pillows or whatever it is that you need to hit, or if you need to dance, or you need to just move in an ecstatic kind of way to get that energy out of your body. So we're talking about the triggers lasting 90 seconds. But sometimes when we're really in it, that emotion needs a place to go. Same thing with sadness. I also do this when I feel happy too. I usually like dance a lot when I feel like really happy. It amplifies the feeling of happiness, which I just think is fun. So, but especially with anger too, if you're swamping out anger, get it out of your system and then turn on music that feels soothing to you. So we're coming back into pleasure. This is also a key theme in this book, is coming back to pleasure, coming back to your turn on, what it feels like for you to be turned on, and not necessarily sexually turned on, but I feel this as delighted by life, enchanted by life, seeing the magic that is in front of you instead of seeing whatever you're doing on autopilot. That's just something you have to get through. How can you make an adventure? How do you make it beautiful? How do you romanticize your life? Whatever term resonates with you, take that, roll with that. So you move through the anger in the swamp and you turn on the music that feels pleasurable to you. I personally like to tap into my sensuality with this. You're coming back to pleasure, you're calming your nervous system. So you're in a regulated state, but you honored your feelings, you honored where you were. I'm trying to see if there's anything, because all the things were popping in my head when I was the radiance, the rupture, the GPS. I think those are the most important pieces to me. It's like listening to your intuition, tuning into your pleasure, your turn on, your radiance, what that is for you, and then handling rupture when that happens. So handling deep heartbreak when that happens and moving through that, you come back into your radiance. And when you also do that and you embrace all of your humanity, you become deeply magnetic. And it just feels good, y'all. It just feels really good to do that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I took some notes too, and it's like appreciate, honor, experience, participate. Like participate in life. When we allow it to be, like when we, could just let life flow through us, then it's more of a pleasurable experience. Like, when you relate this to the sexual side of life too, right? Like pain and pleasure, they run along parallel tracks sometimes, right? Like they are very close together sometimes. So yeah, basically not making pain bad or wrong. Like just like almost dancing with it, like literally, but metaphorically dancing with it instead of resisting it and repressing it. Yeah.
Absolutely, which is again, it's super easy to do when we aren't taught how to hold those more unpleasant emotions. When we're only valued for being like happy all the time or being like easygoing all the time. And then as soon as you're not, it's like, well, we don't want to deal with you. Don't want that. It's like, okay, well, all these things are here. So.
And like I was watching one of my favorite shows, Orange is the New Black, this week, and there was this one riot that was happening in the prison, and one of the mothers of who used to be in the prison, who was a mother of one of the people in the prison, was just like having a meltdown outside of the prison, trying to get to her kid, trying to talk to her kid, and one of the guards just kind of like fell in love with her at that moment. Like she was not in a happy place. She was just expressing herself in her full power, and he was just like, who is this woman? Like stars in his eyes, like Like it is magnetic to just express yourself and not wear a mask and try to fit in and all those things. I read the book this, I read your favorite book, Pussy, this week on Kindle, and I took a couple notes myself.
Yes, tell us.
I don't know, just basically this energy came through of like when you're excited about life and turned on by life. Like I'm not talking about turned on sexually. I'm talking about just turned on, like excited by like the moon, the trees, the sunrise, or the cute puppy walking down the road. Like when you can appreciate things that you see, it just makes everything brighter. The kind of energy, I call it like the I'll have what you're having, right? Like you don't even know what they're about, what they're talking about. They're just excited and you're like, I'll have what you're having. Like I'm just give me a little bit of that. Like I hope that's contagious kind of energy. The magnetism from that is just like, whoa, out of this world. I love that the book said we are built for pleasure. Make pleasure your North Star. Like, don't skip the fun of life. Like, enjoy the journey. Like you could see the
Absolutely.
metaphor from you being in the bedroom or with life. Like, just don't skip the little simple pleasures, right? Find what sparks joy. Yeah, I love the idea that she said each day she chooses one small thing to pussify. Do you remember that part of the book where she
Yes,
just like goes into her purse and like makes sure she has like, she just the little details, just making it a little bit, like what sparks joy and like the book Spark Joy where you're de-junking your stuff. Oh, and I've been watching Hoarders this week too. I'm just like,
Oh my God.
anything will make you want to de-junk is watching Hoarders. I love the like asking your body, trusting your body has wisdom. The difference between dogs and cats and how cats like to kind of be seduced into like spending time with them, right? Like it's like yeah, having joy be your compass. And also this one, to be rich, all you need is positive attention. That was a quote in the book. Yeah, that really jumped out at me. So, yeah, those are my takeaways. Love the book. There's so much
Perfection.
more, and there's lots of stories in both books. So, read them.
Yes. Yeah, Regina's an excellent storyteller. Yeah.
And how did it affect your life? Give us a little tiny story of like you before and then you after, kind of a deal. Snapshot.
It's the journey back into, and this is so loud for me right now, in the best way. I'm very excited about this. It's the journey back into my intuition. Like it's always kind of been there, and it's like, I can remember these very distinct moments where it would turn on, and some most of the time I'd pay attention. Sometimes I did not pay attention. But I read the book, and as soon as she mentioned, like, this is your GPS, it floored me, where I was like, oh my gosh, she's right. Yes, what have I been doing? So since then, it's been a very slow, and I'm fine with that because we're changing so much internally. A very slow process into fully acknowledging, knowing, and embodying my intuition and really listening and paying attention to her and knowing that ultimately, not only just for me, but for all of us, we all have our own internal compass. Like, I can't tell you what's right for you. Like, I don't know. I don't live inside of you. I don't know. So, trying to live my life in accordance to someone else's compass, which is what's been happening for so long, has created a lot of dysregulation. So, coming back into my own compass and being like, let's put some glitter on it. Let's figure out what it wants to do. Where are we going? Because that's what's real for me, is what I've been working on. Since then, since I read the book the first time.
Love that. Yeah, it reminds me of like when my oldest kid graduated, what I put in her yearbook, it's just like follow what lights you up. Like that's your job. That's our only job here, right? Like we all have a soul. Our soul has a yearning. If we tune into it, it will lead us in a certain way. And while you were talking, I was getting the visual of a bird cage with a bird in it with the door open, but the bird staying in the cage because that's their comfort zone. That's all they know. But how if the bird would fly out or even not even be in in a house, right? Would fly out of the house, how many opportunities there are for pleasure, for seeing new things that they didn't even know existed. Like the only cage we have right now is like our mind, the things that we've been taught to believe, maybe question some of those things. Maybe it's not the way that you were told was right or good, but there is pleasure and fun to be had. Just
Definitely.
for yourself.
Exactly. And like without judgment, without shame, all of that. Just like, no, this is, we're made for pleasure. We're built for pleasure.
And like I remember like my old self judging other people. I mean, what a way to move through life, right? Just, oh, I don't like that on them. Oh, I don't like how they did that. Like just like the cloud that's following you around, right? But when you stop judging yourself for any of these things or for anything, and you just allow yourself to be, you don't make anything right or wrong. You're just like noticing it, experiencing it, moving towards what lights you up. Then when you go out in the world, you're not so afraid of people, you're not so judgy of people. You are like the more you accept yourself, the more you accept others. And it just makes life one, surprising event after another, but in a good way. Things can surprise you in a good way or a bad way. I'm not just saying like life is all sunshine, rainbows, and butterflies. But when you find out a way to transmute things and learn from things and notice things, there's good and bad in everything. There's yin and yang in everything. When that becomes okay to see the black and white and the good and bad in everything, you can really color your life.
It's true.
You're not at war with half of
Oh
life.
God. Yes. Exactly.
The end. Yeah. Mic
Oh
drop.
my goodness. Yes. All right, y'all, please join us next week where we're going to be talking about the what we call the relationship check-in and all the fun questions surrounding that, why it's important to do it and how to do it.
Yeah, I'll
Yay.
give you a bit of a spoiler.
Yes.
It's like creating a once a week container for your relationship where it's safe to say some of the things you've been scared to say.
Definitely. It's worth it. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.